Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good fall, brisk, gusty, chilly Saturday morning in the fall. You know what that means. It means football, and it means the Extra Points Radio Show. Thank you for listening to the Extra Points Radio Show. I'm the coach, Keith Howard, and we got a great show today. We'll continue our three-part series on concussions. And let me tell you something. If you missed last week's show, you missed an education. You missed an education. I've been around football all my life, either playing or coaching, and I'm trying to think, have I ever had a concussion? You know, I don't think so. Well, take that back. University of Pittsburgh, trying to walk on, Craig Ironhead Hayward kind of ran into me, and I thought it was Thursday, but it was Monday. So, all right, so maybe that one time. So, but then I thought about, as a coach, have I ever sent a young man back out on the field concussed? I believe I probably have. I've gotten better at that over time, and the only way I can get better at that really is through education. And we got that education from Jamie Walls, the director of sports medicine at the Catholic University. So, Jamie, shout out to you. Thank you for all you do, and thanks for the education that you provided us. Today we keep the conversation going. It's going to be a three-part conversation. So next week we're going to open the phone lines. We're going to have you, the Extra Points Radio Show listener, weigh in on the topic of concussions. But today we're going to go with my man, Ziggy, John Ziglinski. He's going to join us to talk about and educate us on what is the ProTec and how is that defending your head. So looking forward to having John on in a few moments. But first, you know what we got to do. You know we got to do our pay attention topic, our PATs. Now, in football, the PAT is touchdown. But here at the Extra Points Radio Show, the pay attention topic is that, you know, little known story in the sports page and maybe not getting a ton of headlines, but we kind of want to get something started. So I got to tell you now, I'm going to break a rule here. I'm going to break a rule. So we got a couple rules. One is to never, ever bring up the Dallas Cowboys. There's one other team we never, ever discuss, and that's the Penn State Nittany Lions. Well, we're going to break that rule today because we're going to mention both of them. And let me start with our PAT because it is about the Cowboys and what they're doing down there with good old Dak Prescott. Very interesting little transaction going on. Maybe there's going to be some change. I don't know. So let's do this. Let's hit our PAT music. Damn, still like that sound effect. So here we go with our PAT for today. And here's why we're bringing up the Cowboys and breaking our rules. Dak Prescott. Just check the numbers real quick. Check the numbers. First of all, 5-1 to start his rookie year. 5 wins, 1 loss to start at quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys in your rookie year, big deal. But wait a minute. He's completing 69% of his passes. Now, I'm rounding that up. It's really 68.7, but 69%, almost 7 out of 10 throws are completed. He's not throwing just dink and dunk or check down. He's already thrown for 1,500 yards. Check the touchdown to interception ratio. 7 touchdowns, 1 interception. That's off the chart. Now, average elite quarterbacks are like 2.5, 3-1. He's 7-1, not turning the ball over. And, oh, by the way, he can run the football. I think people forget that part. He's averaging 3 yards a carry. So here's the question. They got a starter already, though. They got a starter. Remember the guy from Eastern Illinois, Tony Romo? Yeah, you know that guy. The guy that, well, over his career has thrown for 65% career completion. That's pretty good. The guy's thrown for 35,000 yards. That's a lot of yards. 2-1 touchdown interception ratio, arguably a perennial Pro Bowler. So, what do you do? Do you actually say to a guy, to a starter, you lose your job to injury? Now, I can tell you in all my days of coaching, I've been pretty much against that. But here lately, with the pressure of winning being so great and nobody's patient, fan bases aren't patient, assistant coaches aren't patient, alum aren't patient, you know, season ticket holders aren't patient. Nobody's patient. They want to win. They want to win now. So I got to tell you this, not so fast, Mr. Romo, not so fast. The NFL is a what have you done for me lately business. And here's what Dak's done. Dak's won 5 games lately. Romo's won 0 because he had played. So this is a no-brainer. And let me tell you something, just in case Jason Garrett's listening. Coach, if you're listening and you make that change, you may no longer be an HFC, head football coach, in the NFL, National Football League, not for long because they're winning right now. Hey, stay with the hot hand, win football games, and get in the playoffs and see what happens. So, hey, that's we're gonna follow that and see how it turns out. So anyway, we want to take a quick break and really talk about this whole thing about concussions. Again, last week, great conversation around it. And one of the things, if you notice, jumping around here to Dak Prescott, back to him, though, he stays upright. First of all, big guy. But that offensive line, he doesn't get touched. So Dak doesn't have to necessarily worry about a concussion right now because he doesn't get touched. He doesn't need to run. So I really want to get into some good dialogue and good conversation with my man, Zig, John Ziglinski. And John's going to tell us all about Protex. So let's take a little break right here. And Chucky B will take us into a break. We'll be right back on the Extra Points Radio Show. Money, Chucky Brown. We do need absolutely money, money, money. Chuck said in that line, I don't want to be a millionaire. I just want my proper share. And let me tell you something. Dak Prescott is about to get his proper share if he stays on the field. So, hey, listen, we're back on the Extra Points Radio Show. I am the coach, Keith Howard, here on a brightening up afternoon. Great day from for football, and great day to keep the game safe. And so great guests we have on today. John Zaglinski. John, I knew I was going to chop the name up. I think I got it right. John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Keith. Coach, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, John. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm up here in Philadelphia. It's a little chilly up here, too, a little rainy up here.
Okay, now, you shouldn't have said that, John, because, you know, the skin
kind
of...
You're talking about Dallas and Dak Prescott, you know. I'm an Eagles guy.
Right, but I could shift gears real quick. You know, the skin's kind of, you know, we went on won that game. So, yeah.
You
so,
did. You kind of dominated that one. Yeah.
We did. John, I know you travel all over the place because every time I talk to you, you're in an airport or you're somewhere and you're traveling all over the place. And tell me, John, are you seeing the number of concussions increasing and player participation decreasing? Because that's what I see on the sideline. You know, I see two or three concussions regularly, but I see smaller teams being lined up every week. What are you seeing in your travels?
Well, to the credit of the medical, you know, to medicine, we're checking concussions much better now, you know, and there's more people are more aware of concussions. Back when we played, you know, it wasn't as prevalent. But with head trauma, both concussive and subconcussive hits, it being a major concern in football at all levels, to the point now where it's really impacting participation. In fact, recently I just heard a study in the last 5 years, youth football went from 3.3 million participants down to 2.1 million participants in the last 5 years. So that's significant. And I think it's great that now we're recognizing it, but now we got to do something to make football better and make it safer. And helmets, you know, helmets are better than ever. I mean, they protect the skull, protect head fractures, but it's still two hard objects hitting each other, and then the brain has nowhere to go but move. And that's what causes the concussions and the subconcussive hits.
Well, you know, I love the name of the company, Defend Your Head, and I love the name of the product, which is Protect, right? You gotta
right,
protect.
Yeah.
Tell us about the product and, you know, what kind of makes it different from whatever else is out there.
Okay, well, it's a patented soft shell technology that is an add-on to an existing helmet. It goes on top of the helmet. And actually, I don't know if you got the video I sent you, but when you see, you can already tell it's even on the helmet. But it definitely absorbs energy, it reduces the speed of the hit, and it deflects the hit. Because we have an attachment system that's spring loaded. That actually the cap actually moves a little bit when there's contact place, which actually diffuses more energy. So yeah, it's we've had some great success with it. Absorbs it. It's like, I don't know if you're familiar with NASCAR, but the Safer Barriers program for NASCAR, it's very similar. You know, when the cars hit the barriers now in NASCAR, it's a softer barrier which absorbs the energy. It's the same principle. And now instead of two hard objects hitting each other, you're getting absorption when they're hit. And actually, when one team's wearing the product and the other's not, the team that's not wearing is also being safer because it's getting absorption on the hit on their side as well. So when both teams wear it, it's really a great benefit.
Well, I didn't even think about that part. What about the other team that's not wearing? I didn't think. So I'm trying to picture it, John, because, you know, in today's athlete, you know, he wants to look good. He, you know, all the uniforms. I watched Oregon in the middle of the night last night, and they had on their, you know, wild yellow and green. But, you know, so a guy doesn't want to wear, or lady, because I suppose women's football they play too. But what is it? Give me a picture. Give the audience a picture. Is this kind of foam thing that's sitting on top of the head? Am I going to look weird here or what?
No, that's a great question, Coach. The original product was actually developed, the original technology was developed back in the 80s with Mark Kelso and everything. The Buffalo Bills wore like a cap on top of his head, and Steve Harris from the 49ers also wore it. But it wasn't too aesthetically pleasing to the eye, so players weren't wearing it. So what we developed with our new attachment system, which we actually just launched this past May, is a spring-loaded system that's attached to the helmet, the ear hole, or the back and the front of the helmet, and it's about, I guess, it looks like the helmet, and we actually can make it with your logos, the same color of the helmet, everything. So it's very, very non-invasive for the player as far as what the look is, you know. So we have a lot of players like the way it looks, so you can't really tell what's on there, but and the most important thing is it's safe. But, yeah, but to get kids to wear it and get players to wear it, you had to make it look better, and it does look good.
Now, I know you got some big-time folks that have already signed on and are already wearing it. But before I get to those, I do want you to give shout-outs to those folks. But before I get to those, who is the market? I mean, can Pop Warner kids wear this? Could my Bishop Ireton guys wear this? Like, who – or is this just something for the NFL or what – you know, who can wear it?
No, it's for any level of football. In fact, we have youth football wearing – we have 20 or 30 programs. Like I said, we just launched in May. We have 20 or 30 programs already wearing it now, youth levels, as well as high school and college. It weighs just about a pound. So, you know, the one thing, the players get used to the weight. The weight, a couple of days takes it loose use of the weight, but it's been tested, independently tested by, you know, Chesapeake Testing Labs, Biokinetics, Penn State, George Washington University, and it reduces force by as much as up to 60% of the impact. If you think about that, it's quite a bit. And in football, the big thing, you know, we all see the concussions, but the big thing is the subconcussive hits. There's been studies done where, you know, an offensive lineman and defensive lineman during the course of a college week, college team this is playing, will have 60 to 75 subconcussive hits a week just by thudding, you know. So those subconcussive hits add up, which is, you know, causes a long-term effect. So that's why the product's so valuable, because it does absorb those hits.
Now, John, I saw that you're a Wake Forest guy. I'm a Pitt guy, so you know, we own the ACC. You guys do not own the ACC. So let me just ask you, when did you become interested in this whole concussion thing? I mean, were you playing at Wake and got hit in the head, or like what got you kind of jazzed up? Because you're real passionate about it.
Oh, I love it. Well, I played at Wake. I played football and baseball at Wake Forest, and then you know, I raised three children. They all played Division I sports. But a friend of mine who's been involved with football for quite some time approached me about 8 months ago to get involved, and I kind of fell in love with it. And we all love the game of football, you know, and we don't want to see it go away. And it's changing already, and I think anything we do to make it safer for the players will be great for the game. And when I found out about ProTech and learned more about it, I jumped in, and I'm pretty much 100% ProTech now. So, yeah, so I've been involved for 8 months or so, and it's truly, truly amazing. And yeah, to see it, it's very gratifying to see some of the great stories we get from people, how it's helped them, you know, we reduce concussions. You know, they're never going to get rid of concussions. That's, you know, we don't say that. But you reduce the force of the hip support, you know, and that's what you have to do.
Let me ask you this question. It may be a medical question. If it is, you know, then we'll get a doctor on here. But John, does the mouthpiece and chin strap, obviously the chin strap keeps the helmet on, but I mean, does that have anything to do with, you know, your product? Does that kind of make it, you know, better, worse? Like, do you have to have a certain mouthpiece to go with it, or that, or is it just you get the shell and you're good to go?
No, you just get the shell, but you know, some teams are wearing the more advanced mouthpieces that help keep the, you know, help with the concussion as well. In fact, we have some youth programs wearing the specific mouthpiece. I don't know the exact name of it now, but we don't support or you know, advertise any mouthpiece per se, but just our shell, just to protect, you know.
Good. Wow, this is an exciting product, and it you know, new, just hitting market, and it really sounds exciting. What's the next step for ProTech?
Well,
what's the next town, or is it NFL, or what are you doing?
Well, just to give you to go back to what your last question was, this has been being tested for years, you know, and our you know, and to get our product in the college market, particularly, it went through quite a bit of testing, and the athletic trainers at that level really vetted us out pretty thoroughly before they jumped on board. We are talking to the NFL, trying to get some meetings as well. But the college market, we've been using NC State, LSU is using us in practice now. Penn State is using us in practice. Appalachian State, East Carolina, Western Carolina has been using our product for 3 years, and so is Holy Cross. And I believe Holy Cross now is worth somewhere in the games as well. You know, so the college market, you know, since launching in May, we got make pretty quick impact. Stanford just ordered some. East Carolina's using some in practice. You know, most of the colleges, they test it first and then place their order. But yeah, it's been getting great reports from everyone so far. Feedback's been awesome.
Well, Penn Penn State's going to need it tonight because they're going to take a thumping from Ohio State, so they could use a little extra padding. But anyway, so
they're not
wearing
the game yet, but they wear it in practice. Yeah,
that's cool. That's cool. One last question. So who you mentioned the trainer, and I know the trainer is kind of the cog in this whole thing, but who's ultimately the decision maker? Is it the principal? Is it the head coach? Is it the athletic director? Is it the parent?
It's a combination. Yeah, it depends on the level. At the youth level, obviously, there's not really a trainer available, so it's usually the parents and the coach who take a look at it and see the value. And then at the high school level, it's the AD and the coach and the trainer, because a lot of high schools now have trainers on staff, and they get involved. At the college level, it's definitely vetted out by the trainer and the doctors. They definitely look at it. Before they do anything, the trainer has to approve it along with their team doctor. And so that's what really goes into the whole decision at the college level. So that's what's exciting about the product, is that these universities are seeing the value of the product and using it now. So,
wow, that's great. That's great. So what do you see as, when you're out on the road and that, what do you see as some – I don't want to say objection, but what's like a pushback? Like what? Because it sounds like, I mean, this is a no-brainer. Like, I mean, who wouldn't do this? It's a no-brainer. But you know, what's kind of the, I don't know, because the first thing came to my head was the way it looked. I'm thinking about, back in the day when the guy had that big foam thing on the top of his head, but that's gone away. I mean,
yeah.
This is a no-brainer, right?
Well, for the most part, everybody who sees it wants to get it. Obviously, it's a product that's an additional cost for the organization. It's not as much as a helmet, obviously, but it does cost a little bit of money. You have to measure that. What's the value of the safety of your players worth to you? We have different programs. We have leasing programs. We have financing. There's so many ways you can purchase it. And the most important thing you ask is to get it on the kids' heads, to make sure the kids are safer. But there really haven't been much pushback at all, And the people have, like I said, we just, with the new attachment system, we just launched in May, so we're out there. We wanted to get in some universities to get some buy-in, some credibility, and we've done that. So now we're actually really, really starting to market the whole country now. So we're pretty excited about the future.
That is great. I tell you, John, you know what? I mean, for an Eagle fan, I ain't mad at you. I ain't mad at you. And hopefully they'll get it on their head, because they're going to need it next time they play the Redskins. They'll need it. So – That's a good thing about hosting the show. You can just say whatever, right? You can just say it. And the guest has to go, that guy. I'm an Eagle fan. So, hey, is it true that there's a jail in the stadium, in the lane? Is that true?
At the old Vets, there used to be, for the disruptive fans. There was a judge there and everything. Yes, there was. Yes, there was a jail there. Or a holding area.
Disruptive.
Not a jail, but a holding area, yes.
John, I love it. You kept the show rated G by saying disruptive. I love it. So, hey, look. Hey, John, we love having you on. How can people get more involved, find out more about you, that sort of thing?
Well, just go to defendyourhead.com and, check out our website. We're updating some videos on there now with different teams that have used the product and testimonials. But, yeah, defendyourhead.com and give us a call. I'll be glad to come out and see you.
Love the name, Extra Points and Defend Your Head. I like that. Very good stuff. John Zaglinski, ProTech. I'm loving it. Defend Your Head. John, thank you so much for being a guest on the Extra Points Radio Show. And we will continue that conversation again next week by opening it up to you, the listener, the Extra Points Radio Show, to weigh in on the topic and see if we can get these concussions decreased. So it's time for our two-minute warning. Two-minute warning is pretty easy today. I'm just going to basically borrow the title of his company, Defend Your Head. And, this is something I tell players all the time is, so much of sports and athletics is all about what's in your head and your thinking. And one way to defend your head, obviously, is to go out and get ProTech and put it on your helmet and protect your head that way. But the other way is to just think positively. So I know, sometimes it's not going your way and you're getting a little adversity in front of you. It's easy to go negative. That's the easiest thing in the world is to go negative. I can't think of anything easier than to go negative. But I tell you what, if you can just keep it positive, that is one of the best ways to defend your head. So keep it positive this week, and make sure that you help someone else who can't keep it positive. Help them as well. So that's our two-minute warning. Just a couple of quick announcements. First of all, as always, you can visit us if you want to find out more about Coach Howard and what he's doing, and you need him as a speaker to inspire and engage, book me, and you just go to extrapointsllc.com and just click on speaker right there, and boom, I'm done. We'll schedule it, and I'm in the house, and I'll make sure I rock your event for you. The other thing, if you're looking for a great holiday gift, stay in tune for my book, the Extra Points book, which is the life of my story. Looking forward to that. Been squabbling over what the cover looks like. So looks like I'm going to be on the cover. I don't know if that's going to hurt sales or not, but that's what's going to happen. So also follow us on Twitter at Extra Points LLC. And I don't often do this because everyone knows that I coach, and so I try and spread the wealth. But I got to tell you, everybody knows the last couple weeks I do a radio show in the morning and go coach football in the afternoon. It doesn't get much better than that. And today I just wanted to give a special shout-out to the family, the Bishop Ireton football fan, led by Coach Kevin Barger. You know what? They're headed down to Richmond right now. And I know, guys, you're listening out there. I know you are. And I just want you to know, first of all, it's a privilege to coach you. It's absolutely a privilege to coach you. But it's more a privilege to watch you winning in life. And I get to see that not just on Saturdays, but I get to see that day in and day out at practice. Last night we had a team meal. I got to see it. And I can tell you, I can't wait to join you on the field this afternoon on that sideline one more time as we take on St. Christopher. Heading down to Richmond, it's going to be chilly. It's going to be cold. They like to throw the ball around, so hopefully the wind will take the ball a little bit. So I'm looking forward to that. So I just want to give a special shout-out, especially those senior guys. They're in the back end of their senior season, and so I want to give them a shout-out to the young guys who are out there fighting every day to push those senior guys, to the coaching staff, those guys who are out there working hard every day, and, of course, the parents and friends. And parents and friends, if you're going to drive all the way down to Richmond today, don't sit on your hands. Yell and scream for Bishop Ireton football today. And I just want to say that to everybody down there. Beat St. Christopher. Go Cardinals. So, hey, next week we will continue the dialogue around concussion. So have your questions ready. If you want to email a question, if you're unable to call in live, you can email at coach, C-O-A-C-H, at extrapointsllc.com. That's coach at extrapointsllc.com, or you can do it via Twitter at extrapointsllc. Great show today. I want to thank John Zaglinski again for joining us. Even though he's an Eagle fan, it's all good. Appreciate that. And hey, B.I., I'll see you in a couple hours. As always, if this is the first time you ever listen, or you listen every week, you know how I'm going to end the show. The Extra Point is up, and it is always good.
Contact.